Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along. I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
I'm the Chocobo.
That bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
Football Friday.
Hey, what we got, 6 days?
Football Friday.
Got a football game in less than a week.
Ow! But we'll talk mostly basketball today. But huh? It's still a Football Friday.
Huh.
What's up, Crowder? We were both just dealing in some insane traffic to get here. So I know you're as frustrated as I am.
Yeah, but you were leaving your house. I went to Florida City. And I'm sorry, Florida Cityans. Y'all live in a tough little area.
That is,
goodness gracious.
That is a tough drive because you live in Davie.
Grief.
You live in Davie,
yeah.
And you drove down to Florida City and then had to drive back to El Portal, so like North Miami, which is where we're at, Little Haiti, plus the hour-long delay that was on the turnpike in my area in Kendall.
Yeah, yeah. And getting past the Florida City drug addicts, crackheads, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, you know, I ain't got it, man. I use credit cards. I ain't got no cash.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the Dolphins. Obviously, today they were practicing. No Xavien Howard today at practice. Held out due to injury.
Huh.
A lot of people are doing the, he's probably not really hurt. And I don't know. I don't want to be like, oh, he's not hurt. Now he doesn't want to get hurt, so he's sitting out. And I know we were joking about it yesterday. What was it that you said? You're injured or you're hurt?
Yeah, yeah. And if he's hurt or injured, either one, don't practice.
Like, right, right.
Coming to an agreement, obviously. It's been 2 days.
Right.
So, yeah, let me save myself for my next team. Like, come on now, be honest. Put yourself in Xavien Howard's shoes.
And if that's the case, fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, if he's not going to be here long-term anyways, like, whatever. But – I don't want to be the guy that's just saying, oh, he's not hurt. You know, he's mailing it in. He doesn't want to risk injury because he wants to get traded. He wants to get paid. I don't know. But I do know he's not practicing. So that's kind of the big storyline from camp right now. What the hell is going to happen with Xavien Howard? And we don't know.
We don't know. At this point, and I've said it, and I'll say it again, if Dolphins give him a pay raise today, right now, 203, I think he'll stay. If they decided not to give him a pay raise, then they're going to trade him. So – I would guess if we're doing over-unders and gambling, we gamble all the time. If I was gambling on Xavien Howard playing with the Dolphins, I would bet No. That would be the minus 400 would be Xavier Howard. Yes, he's not going to play for the Dolphins.
We're going to talk to George Sedano at 220 because yesterday the Los Angeles Lakers made a big splash.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this considered a blockbuster trade?
Yeah. They created the best big three in basketball.
You think so. You think LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and now Russell Westbrook is a better big three than Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden?
I do.
When healthy, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. 100% all six players, sorry. Yeah, LA got him.
And you think that those two big threes are better than Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and to be decided, to be determined.
Do you want me to answer that?
To be determined.
I don't even want to answer that.
What?
Come on, man.
What?
Let's say Beal.
To be determined.
Beal, Bam, Jimmy.
Oh, that's the best big three in the NBA. It's not even close.
Solana.
It's not even close.
You can't put culture blinders on. You have to put culture glasses on. Like, let's still look through the glasses of culture.
It's not even close. That LeBron guy, a year older, he's a movie star already. You saw what happened last year. Anthony Davis went down. And let's be real. Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Can't stay healthy. He benefited from the bubble. There was a four-month off period. And he just made it through the NBA Finals, just made it through because he was wobbling by game six. You know what happened there. And Russell Westbrook, him and LeBron are going to fight.
No, they're not.
Him and LeBron are going to fight.
No, they're not.
By March, him and LeBron, they're throwing fists in the locker room.
They might fight, and LeBron's going to lose because he's never fought in his life. But I said it, and I've seen on Twitter, I've seen a bunch of people talk about it, but I would have to, you know, give him pat myself on the back for saying it. Russell Westbrook gets them to the playoffs. LeBron and AD wins the playoffs. Russell Westbrook is the load management for the other two stars because he'll go out there and he's going to average a triple-double this year. He's going to ball. He's going to play. He's going to take games over, get him to the playoffs, and then AD and LeBron are going to do their thing. I said it first. All right. Like, who was that? First one knocked down Kim Kardashian. Remember Nick?
Is it Jay?
Oh, my goodness. His Moesha's brother.
Yeah.
Moesha's brother. He hit it first.
Ray J.
I said it first. He hit it first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Danny G's seen that video a couple times. You know what I'm talking about?
I will never confirm or deny these events.
Westbrook is going to be in the running for the MVP because he's going to do everything in the regular season. And then old-ass LeBron and AD are going to show out.
Wait. I'm sorry. Westbrook's going to be in the running for MVP.
Bro, he's going to take over the regular season, and then they're going to set his ass down and let him come off the bench in the playoffs.
So, George Sedano, I like to call him Sedando, because that's what somebody used to call. I don't remember who it is. I want to ask George.
It was a caller. Yeah.
It was a caller used to call in, I think, like a Knicks fan or something, and he'd call him Sedando. I can't get that out of my head now, because I texted Sedano. I wanted to say, Sedando. He's out in L.A., and he's paying close attention to the Lakers, obviously, right? It's LeBron. It's Anthony Davis. They won the championship. And I feel like he can approach this much more rationally than I can because there's no doubt, you know, I have a tiny slight bias towards the Miami Heat. I'm willing to admit it, a tiny, tiny slight bias towards the Miami Heat. But when you say Russell Westbrook will be in the running for MVP,
yes.
I don't get it. But here's my thing. If I told you the third best player on a team will be in the running for MVP, you'd say no.
No, but you have to see what I would ask you a follow-up and say, how is this roster constructed? And if you tell me old LeBron, who broke down, what he missed, you know, 18 games, whatever, 30 games, whatever it was, and then AD, who failed them in the playoffs because he had to play all season, and then Russell, got it, does not, you know, has had a lull in success in this league. Now he's playing as a third guy. He's going to go out to prove something. I'm telling you now, Russ is going to show the hell out.
All right. I just don't know who is going to shoot from the outside from them. I mean, this is going to be a team that is just drive, and dunks and layups.
They'll get some peons to come on for $4 or $5 million.
All right. I'm interested to see what George Sedano has to say about it. I still don't think that's the best big three in the NBA. Truthfully, though, when healthy, I still think Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving – I'm sorry, and James Harden.
Yep.
I think when healthy, that is a better big three. It's better suited for this NBA, and I think that team is better all around when you just look at how it's constructed because they have bigs, they have guys that can handle the ball, and then they have shooters, even though their shooters didn't show up necessarily in the postseason, but in Joe Harris, I'm specifically talking about Joe Harris. We all know who I'm talking about.
So DeAndre Jordan, that's their big. He's gonna lock down AD.
Knows his role. It's not about locking down AD.
Who's gonna walk out on AD? Because AD can go bang and AD can walk out of step of three, no problem.
I get it. But who's going to score for them when KD and Kyrie and James Harden are knocking down three after three after three after three? You have to keep up with that. That's the reality of the NBA. I know a lot of people, they want to believe that the NBA can still be a big man league, and that's true. Like Jokic just won the MVP, and he's a big man. But the way he plays is inside, outside, handling the ball. It's a totally different type of big man than what we're used to seeing.
Do you remember? Just I'm sorry to cut you off. You remember the MVP of the finals this year cannot shoot threes,
yeah,
and Giannis Antetokounmpo. You know what I'm saying? So AD, very similar, but can step outside, can dominate the paint, step outside. LeBron can dominate the paint, and now Westbrook can dominate the paint. You know, like I'm telling you, they need to add a shoot.
All right.
Lakers championship.
So I was gonna ask you, some new NBA odds have been published now from Vegas. This is courtesy of BetOnline.ag, and we'll just do it now. Who do you think is the new favorite to win the NBA championship?
Lakers championship.
Yep, Lakers 3-1 odds to win the NBA championship.
I bet it right now.
Yeah, two.
Let me text Hawk. I'm betting it right now.
Lakers 3-1.
Lakers 3-1. Two. Nets.
Three.
Ooh, Bucks.
It's Warriors and Bucks tied 9-1. Yeah, 9-1 odds. And then it's the Suns at 14-1, Clippers, Sixers, Jazz, Nuggets, Mavericks, and then the Miami Heat 25-1 odd. Tex Hawk, actually, tell him to put me a flyer in. Heat 25-1 odds. I'm in.
500.
What'd
you say now?
A unit. One unit.
Don't pull back, culture, man. Don't pull back.
Let's do headlines. So I was sitting in traffic. I'm playing catch up here. Apparently the Marlins, they made a trade as well. I'm really trying to play catch up here. So if I miss any headlines, feel free. 786-360-0790. I'm looking here on ESPN.com. Carson Wentz, he's out indefinitely with Indianapolis with a foot injury, which – I mean, I don't care necessarily about Carson Wentz, but for the Colts, like, they move their franchise in that direction. The Eagles let him go, and the Colts said, we'll take him. Like, we'll figure it out with Carson Wentz, and now out indefinitely. I didn't even see this until right now, but that's a pretty big story in the NFL. Colts, really good team, and they were just missing a good quarterback, Phillip Rivers. You know, he was old, right?
And he's not in the NFL anymore. That tells you all you need to know.
Had Carson Wentz worked out in Indianapolis, that's a young team, bunch of Pro Bowlers. They were kind of just a quarterback away, and this could have been that piece, now out indefinitely, undergoing further testing for a foot injury he suffered at the end of Thursday's practice.
That's sad, because they got a hell of a defense as well. Secondary's off the chain. That damn linebacker name slips my mind. Like, this is the first time the Colts had a defense in a long time.
Yeah.
And weapons and everything, yeah. I don't believe in Wentz, but I think they would have done something. Because, hell, they were a double-digit win team last year with old-ass Phillip Rivers.
No, they've been, for the past two seasons, with a relatively young roster, I'd say, they've been really good.
Yeah, that was a hit.
And you want to know where their steady Freddy backup quarterback, who they've been able to rely on for the last bunch of years, is now?
In Miami.
Very good.
That's
baby.
Actually a very good point. Jacoby Brissett's not there to bail him out anymore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's down here in Miami. Hopefully he's not here to bail out Tua Tagovailoa either.
No, I read an article today talking about Jacoby's very comfortable with the Miami Dolphins locker room. I was like, be comfortable with the locker room.
It's starting. I also saw
– set your ass down, Jacoby. Love you to death. But it's Tua's team.
Yeah. I always like to read through some of the ESPN headlines and kind of get a feel nationally, especially whenever there's a local story, how it's being covered nationally to see, you know, sometimes we have a perspective down here where – we're focused so much on a story and we see it differently than, you know, maybe somebody who's not connected down here sees it. And the Miami Dolphins on ESPN.com, cornerback Xavien Howard has undisclosed injury, does not practice. But the way it's being kind of framed here is that the Dolphins are frustrated that Howard is sitting out with this injury. So, again, it doesn't mean anything, but
it doesn't matter if they're frustrated.
Right.
Now I'm a Dolphin fan. Like, y'all have a financial disagreement with your best player, and he wants to get paid and ask for a trade, and y'all haven't paid him, so he's still on the trade block, and he doesn't want to practice. Like, if Xavier was making $20 million a year, I really, and I haven't talked to Xavier or anybody else, I think Xavier would be on the practice field. Why put my health at risk for a team that does not want to meet my financial expectations? Like, understand that. I'm on exercise. I've been on exercise a long time.
This report is brought to you by Indeed, by the way. Take the shortcut to your next great hire when you sponsor a job on Indeed. Instant Match immediately delivers a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. So I'm seeing here from Craig Mish, his Twitter account, the Marlins have traded Adam Duvall to Atlanta. The Marlins will receive Alex Jackson per sources. Again, that's courtesy of Craig Mish and his Twitter account. And yesterday in the NBA draft, the Miami Heat didn't move into the first round, didn't move into the second round. So nothing really happened. They did sign a bunch of guys, undrafted free agents. You and me will run through that list later, maybe with Sedano as well. Find out who the next diamond in the rough is.
Dejan Giroux.
Yeah, all right. There it is. Dejan Giroux is the next diamond in the rough. We won't even do the second.
Lockdown defender.
Done.
Out of Houston. Yeah. Played through injury. That's all I saw in the article.
They also just signed somebody really quickly here. I think Ira Winderman tweeted it out. I think from Duke. Is it from Duke? Apparently he's a stud. Lockdown defender from Kansas. Marcus Garrett.
Marcus Garrett.
Yeah.
Lockdown defender.
Elite Kansas defender.
Get him.
KZ, if you don't learn how to shoot, you're going to get replaced by Marcus Garrett.
You know what? I've got to upgrade. Got to upgrade.
Also, last night, the U.S. men's national team in the Gold Cup defeated Qatar. So they'll be in the final. They'll play Mexico, which beat Canada 2-1 yesterday. And let's see what else I have here. I'm watching a lot of the Olympics, actually. I did that quite a bit this morning. Tomorrow, 8 in the morning, Team USA men's basketball. They're going to play Czech Republic, and it's their final group play match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And flip the switch. I'm asking Sedano about it. Can they just flip a switch?
Yeah.
Can KD play 35, 40 minutes and just take the game over? I believe they can.
Could also ask Sedano about Xavier. He keeps up with some of the South Florida stuff as well.
Yeah.
Interested to see how he's viewing it as well. I think he'll be on your side, though. Pay that man his money.
Give him his money. 10 interceptions. Led the league in every position, even safety. It's like, yeah, get the man his money. Come on now.
Those headlines brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Is Kodak Black here? I wonder if there he is. Kodak Black appearing from the Weatherplex. Let's head out now to the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center for our weather report from Kodak Black.
It is currently partly cloudy with a temperature of 91 degrees with a feel of 102.
You excited to talk to George Sedano next segment, Kodak?
Yeah.
I like asking Jimmy questions that don't provide a chance for him to say, I hope so. Because typically he's been doing it anyways. But you audibled. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Might not pick up.
They're going to be good weather this weekend, Kodak?
I hope so.
There it is.
There we go.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. We'll talk Lakers, Heat, and pretty much anything else with former radio host on this station on WQAM on 790 The Ticket, now out in L.A., George Sedano. He's next on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
There's no crying in baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we had to pivot here. Quick audible, Omaha, because George Sedano,
he's coming on West Coast time. Right, that's what he said. He said, "Well, he thought you meant 2:20 West Coast time."
Right, but I don't know. Like, do we still want to talk to Sedano at 5:20? Like, I don't know.
I talked to him. I kind of like Sedano.
I love Sedano.
I got to be honest with you. That's a really weak sauce. That's a real weak sauce excuse there.
Don't call Sedano out.
It is. No, no. I love Sedano. I'm not even joking. Like, he went to FIU. Like, he's Miami guy. Went to FIU. Sat in the chair I'm sitting in. Now he's big time. Like, true. Like, I look up to Sedano. Danny G's kind of right, though. I mean, I texted him 2:20 Eastern time. Now he's like, hey, I'm taping around the horn.
Yeah.
Whatever. Cares about around the horn. He's done around the horn a million times.
He's done this show a million times.
Has he ever won around the horn?
Bro, I've watched him win. Yeah. I've watched Jorge win around the horn.
So we're going to pivot to something that might be better. Probably is better.
It's intriguing. It is intriguing.
This is, you hear us all the time talk about Crowder getting his orange taken from him. And it's not really us trying to make a joke about anything else other than the time Crowder literally had an orange in jail and somebody came and took your orange from you.
Yep, stole my orange. Not just mine, the whole sales, but I was last in line and I didn't put up a fight. You'll hear it.
This is, as we continue our Hawk and Crowder best of week extravaganza, the Crowder Big Butch jail story.
One of the times that you were in jail, there was a big fella that was taking everybody's oranges.
Big Butch, yes, Big Butch.
So tell everybody the story. How'd you end up in jail in this encounter?
This is one of the big fights. This is the one where I dove in the woods. And it wasn't woods. It was just a little bush with a parking lot on the other side. So the police officer just looked over the bush and was like, hey, Crowder, you're not hiding. You're in the cement.
Woods.
So then I took off running catty corner. I jumped a little fence. I jumped another fence. I jumped a wall. I thought I was evading them. I was just going in a big-ass circle. So I get there, and the cops on the horse, they take me. Well, and actually, the cops on the horse, he's by himself. I wasn't giving in fully, so he called 4596 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4
Billy Club?
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
did?
They tore my ass up. Oh, they tore my ass up. Because, like, if you they say get on the ground and you don't, they forcefully with the back of your knee get you on the ground. Uh-huh. So, yeah, yeah. He was about 5'2".
Now, were you inebriated?
That, what does that mean?
It lit up?
What's the next level of inebriated? Like be inebriated or
sleep faced.
I was free inebriated or Z inebriated.
Yes. You had stuff in your system blood.
I had no shirt on.
Okay.
I had on jeans. I had on jean shorts.
Random
Friday. 2001. I mean, 2003. I don't know if it's cool or not. I had on jean shorts. Had on Air Force Ones and no shirt.
All right.
Dive through. They take me to jail. And this time it was something where it was a longer weekend because the first two times I just called Charlie Strong. They sent somebody to pick me up. This time for some reason I had to stay overnight twice. So once you're in the holding cell for over, it was some name, 10 hours, 12 hours. Then you have to go to some other little section, the general population
section.
Can't
stay in the holding cell for longer than whatever.
Because then you just sit up in there and they're bringing more people in, more crackheads, more drug addicts, you know, more doped out little white
guys. You in there still with your shirt off?
No, they gave me the orange suit.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave me the orange suit. So I'm in there. Most people that know me, and it's funny because this is 3 in the morning. So that next morning, the All-SEC preseason comes out. This is the offseason. I'm the front page of the Gainesville Sun. So there's officers coming that are coming to work at 9 a.m. with the paper, walking in there. It's like Crowder's in the back. And they're running up with Sharpies, sliding them under the door for me to sign.
You didn't stab anyone
for me to sign there. They don't have a sharp tip. That felt ain't going to do nothing. I will felt your ass. Give me.
Wait, but that didn't sound good. Take that
right,
back.
That didn't sound good at all.
But no, so I go to the thing. It was an L shape. So there was two bunk beds on the long part of the L, and then there was the short part of the L. When I got to the room, I didn't even go around the short part of the L because you can kind of see people's feet or see the beds messed up. I went to the first bed with nobody on it. So there were other, and I'm guessing there were two little dope boys. They were young, right at 18, skinny little dudes.
This is not the holding cell.
No, this is when I
where
actually
they moved
went,
you.
Where you're waiting for your court case or you're waiting, you know, whatever it is, after that time restraint. Because it was funny. They did not want me to be there. They were all Gator fans. So, like,
right.
When the guys are coming to the door, they're sliding stuff on the door. And, yeah, I appreciate it. Make you sign it. Yeah, to Tamra. Yeah, that's my daughter. Hey, man, if there's anything I could do, I would do it. But it's just, like, you're like, are you in jail, bro? Like, you're not detained.
Right.
Like, your papers
best
are
of luck next Saturday.
Your papers right. are into the state. It is what it is. Yeah. Hey, but boy, you be out there balling, man. I'm telling you, man. I got your jersey.
What a weird situation to be in.
But, yeah, so go back to general population. Dude, walk me back there like, man, listen, you know, as soon as they come, we'll come get you. I'm like, what's about to happen back here? First thing I see is these two little itty-bitty 115-pound little dope boys. I'm like, they better create a monster or, you know, form together to be able to take me because they don't
Power
have
Rangers.
Enough weight. Mm. They had to be Power Rangers.
They're waiting for you?
They're not waiting for They're just in there talking, but uh-huh. they were booked together. So you hear them talking crap and, man, you know, get quiet when the officers will get close to the gate. And then they walk off and, man, I wish one of them officers would touch me. I beat their head in. And they talking. So I'm upset. I might have been hung over a little bit. I was hungover a little bit. So my hands kind of hurt. So I kind of said, I'm like, man, can y'all take it easy? And I was even bigger than I was now in college. So they were like, it kind of looked over but got quiet. I thought I was the tough guy in the cell then because I was like, man, take it easy. I had, you know, kind of have a headache. It was one little crazy, like my bunk, I was on the top bunk. Under me was this doped out white dude. He didn't say a word. He might have been dead. Didn't move for hours. Then there was the two
dope boys.
It was
actually Wilford Brimley.
But then,
that's how you met Wilford?
You know what? He did prick his finger twice.
You worried about diabetes?
But I never went around the corner. Didn't go around the corner. Didn't have reason to go around the corner. There was no window, and it was like they don't turn the lights on bright until like 10 a.m. So whenever I got in there, the lights were still kind of dim. So I just got in the bed laying there thinking about how bad Ron Zook and Charlie Strong are about to cuss me out when I get back to the facility. Like, man, think of me, my mom's going to be mad at me. I haven't talked to her yet. Only had one call. So I'm all upset. So then they bring in the breakfast. But every meal, it's not like, what would you like, eggs or French toast? No, peanut butter damn sandwich, orange, a little orange, a little tangerine or orange, milk, and a peanut butter sandwich. Wheat bread, peanut butter on it, no jelly. Thick ass. We call it choke sandwich. That's what me and my friends call it when there's a sandwich with no moisture. That's a damn choke sandwich. So choke sandwich, orange milk. Out of that array, the orange is by far the most appealing thing.
Of course.
It's what you want is the orange. You get through the choke and you get through the nasty little 1% milk to get to the orange. The orange was the dessert. Let me have my dessert. When they brought the meals, they had the little bag and it's me. It's Sleepy White Man, and it's the Dope Boys. That's four. I'm good at math. You're not. The box had five meals. I'm like, oh, maybe, because they're already nice to me. I'm thinking maybe they brought me two to, you know, try to watch out for me. Dude gives me mine, gives Sleepy Brown his. He gives the two Dope Boys, and he goes around the corner. And when he, I don't know what went on back there, but I heard, appreciate that. What was that? Around that corner that just made that
it's
noise.
A dragon.
It's like Shrek.
It was the deepest. Appreciate that. I said, uh-oh. So the guy walks out, officer, hey, guys, have a good one, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So the Dope Boys are just sitting there. They've probably been there a little while because they kind of don't open their bag and they just kind of sitting there. They both get on the bottom bunk, but they're just holding their bag. And then Big Butch comes around the corner. I find out later on because Big Butch ended up kind of taking me under his, you know, talking to me before I left. Because I made sure I was friends with him. Big Butch ended up like he was some like kingpin, whatever. They can't pin nothing on him. He's been in Alachua County for a couple years because they were trying to build a case against him. But I guess Big Butch was Nino Brown.
he was Teflon.
And you could see people treated Big Butch like Nino Brown. Like he'd be in a line. Hey, Butch, you mind slide over just 1 foot, bro? Like they like the correction officers would be nice to him to ask him to move. So you could tell Big Butch was something. But when the meals came, he just walked around, walked up, and their paper bags just tore open Dope Boy One's paper bag, took his orange, tore open the second one, took his orange. Sleeping Beauty down there, he didn't care what happened to his bag. He ripped his open, took his orange. That's three folks got their orange taken, and I'm on the top bunk. So he goes top, bottom. Then he came over and went bottom, and I was top. So I was number four to get punked. Not me. Opened my bag, took my little orange out. He looked up at me. I tossed it to him. You want that orange, big man? You like them oranges? Yeah, I only eat oranges on Saturdays. My orange day is Wednesday. So, yeah, you can have my orange whenever you want it. And he didn't really say sale. Appreciate that. With the deepest voice in the history of time. Then he went around, he ate five oranges, his choke sandwich, and his milk. And I said, I just drank the milk. I must have lost 10 pounds when I was there. I couldn't eat that choke sandwich.
But so you weren't going to challenge him for your orange? Wasn't worth it.
I'm telling you, I'm tough, but I'm not fighting a heavyweight boxer. Those 125-pound Dope Boys, I'd have gave them hell for a while. Big Butch, no exaggeration, Big Butch was three, maybe 290, but put together two years eating peanut butter sandwiches, oranges, and milk, and working out, and then going to sit in his bunk, eating peanut butter sandwiches, oranges, and milk, and going to work out, sitting in his bunk. Big Butch could have told all four of us to get on each other's shoulders in the corner. And I would have said, I ain't going to be on the bottom. Hey, y'all, we can do this, but I ain't going to be on the bottom.
Somebody wake up sleepy.
Wake up sleepy. He's going to be the bottom of the pyramid. I'm not on the bottom. But, yeah, man, that man took my orange.
But did you have internal dialogue with yourself first? Like, should I fight over this orange? Because I know, like, you know, you're not willingly just going to give an orange. So did you have that internal dialogue?
I'll tell you this to explain how big this human being was. I wear 13. When I got to jail, they give you flip. You don't take nothing that you have. They give you draws, these white draws, and you know I think that's a bad decision to get somebody white draws. Ma'am, do you know how these draws are about to come back to you? If you gave me these white draws, I just want to warn you, I don't want to get any more charges.
Is someone going
to
use these after me? Because that's going to be a problem. Yeah.
I'm going to destroy police property or something. You give me white draws. Give you white draws, they give you the orange suit, and they give you flip-flops. And when they said, what size you wear? I said, XL, XL, size 13. They said, the biggest size we have is a 12. I said, okay, give me the 12. So I know there's no size bigger than 12. Butch's heel hung 4 inches off the back of a 12. So when he comes around the corner, first thing steps out is his foot. Because I when I hear, appreciate that, I needed to know what lungs that noise came out of. So now I'm really looking at the, and it's not a little, like it was a larger room, whatever. So I'm like, wow. And the first thing you see is a foot. Flip over, his toes are hanging off the front of a 12, and his heel is touching the ground in the back. I said, this is a grown man here. No words. Orange. 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 Big man, you want this orange? I got you. Because you got to kiss somebody's butt. You call in any human, you say, big man. You already telling
you
the man.
You're disarming them. They're disarming the situation. Hey, big man.
Yeah.
You're saying to them, I defer to you.
You got it, brother. Don't rip my bag. It's just like y'all make
Take
fun
me
of me.
Under your wing,
when I keep saying words just to make people leave me alone. Hey, how you been, crying? Man, good. Just chilling, hanging out. You know, enjoying myself, enjoying the kids. Good. I'm having a good time. Everything's good. That's what I was doing with him. So what you in here for? Yeah, big boy, we just chilling, man. You know, just hanging out. The police, then it was funny, too. I tried to act like I didn't do anything wrong. One time we talked, because about 2 hours later, we end up talking. He asked me, first thing he said was, why you in here? And he knew who I was. What you in here for? First thing I said was like, man, they tripping. There was a big fight. You know what I'm saying? They going to, you know, just grab me because they know me. If you in here, you did something wrong. Yeah, I was too drunk, so I had started the fight. I told him myself. Police came in with their phone and recorded me talking to Butch. Yeah, we got a case against him now. Butch done got him.
I think I figured out who Butch was. He's a special prosecutor. That's what he is.
I told on myself.
Because you're thinking if you're in jail.
It was me.
But somebody else in jail, you're thinking that they're going to, you know, the man.
Take your side.
The man
yeah,
got me.
Sure.
Like, oh, yeah, they were picking on me, too. Yeah, man, you know, I play a little ball, so they probably saw me and thought, oh, it'll be cool to have the collar, you know, because I'm the athlete, I'm that. If you in here, you did something wrong. Yeah. I had cheated on Miss Valentine's test in the third grade, too.
Put that on our list for DBJ for the football season. If you're in here, you did something wrong. I want when the penalty is called somewhere.
Why is his hand in the air?
Mark Richt is complaining about the call. If you're in here, you did something wrong.
A texter just said it. Remember when Red just tucked his chain in Friday and he got it snatched? But what was it? Craig and Smokey took their stuff off and put it under the table.
I was watching it this weekend.
I put my stuff under the table.
Right. When Debo started riding up on his bike, you just see Chris Tucker and Ice Cube. They're just taking off their stuff and hiding it under because we're not. What are we going to do? If he wants to take this from us, he's going to take
but
it from us.
But that's my orange. What orange?
I'm telling you. So the Flocka guy and the two dope boys, they just tucked their chain in. I put mine on. Hey, big man, you want that? Want that orange? Yeah, there you go, brother. Get your vitamin C up, big man. Look at you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hawk and Crowder.
Took your orange.
Did you listen to the whole story?
I did.
I made a business decision.
Smart move by you.
I made a business decision.
Smart move by you.
I wonder where Butch is now. Don't really care, though, because can't do anything for him.
If you were walking on the street and Butch walked by you, you'd recognize him?
Oh, off bat. I can see his face right now. Off bat, and I would go talk to him. Like, Butch, Shannon Crowder, remember, you know, 04? Like, I would bring it back to him, and I'm sure he'd be like, yeah, man, what's up? No, if I saw Big Butch to this day, I'd talk to him.
Chances are Big Butch is in the same spot.
chances are Big Butch is no longer with us.
Oh, that's bad, huh?
that was a long time ago.
Radio is a powerful medium, and I've always hoped that we play that every now, at least once a year we play that. It's it's a staple on this show. I've always hoped somebody would DM us or call us or text us. Hey, like, I know this guy. I know Big Butch. Let's connect you with Big Butch.
This isn't a long lost stepbrother. I don't want to. I would talk to Big Butch, but I'm not enticing a reunion with Butch.
Well, since you bring up a long lost stepbrother, you know, we could go to the Minji Stew route if you wanted to. Yeah.
Y'all want to hit Minji? I do have. Well, is he a stepbrother? We adopted him. He's an adopted brother, but nobody claimed him in the divorce, which was the sad part.
Still a little upset about Sedano, not coming on with us.
When we booked him, we were texting back and forth. Before the show, you know, what they call it, behind the curtains, we were like, hey, we need a basketball guy today. And you were like, oh, I guess Sedano. And you said, oh, okay, Sedano's locked in for 220. What'd I text you? I was like, I thought he would be busy.
Right.
Because it's the day after the NBA draft, all the trades. I was like, I thought Sedano would be busy.
Right.
The man's on ESPN. So I was right. Sedano was busy, but he just didn't tell us until 2:18.
Yeah. So here's what happened to – the Miami Heat did not pick in the NBA draft this year, Crowder. And I think it's the third time in the last five drafts that they don't have a selection.
We all know Pat doesn't respect draft picks.
This was, though, the pick that – was moved around by like eight different teams or whatever when the Heat traded for Goran Dragic. You remember, right? Heat traded for Goran Dragic, which, by the way, you look back and you think that was one of the biggest free agency acquisitions the Heat have ever had. Trade deadline acquisitions had ever had, because you have Dwayne Wade, you have Chris Bosh. This is right before Chris Bosh has the blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
And the Miami Heat, right at the deadline, like 30 seconds before it ends, are able to make a move for Goran Dragic. And the Heat's 2021 first-round pick was that one.
The piece that moved for Goran.
Right. And it ended up at number 18 based on the Heat going 40-32 this year in the regular season. So this is from the Miami Herald. Was dealt as part of the 2015 trade with the Suns for Goran Dragic. It was passed on to the Oklahoma City Thunder because of other trades. And then the Heat's 2021 second-round pick ended up at number 48, was traded along with Brian Roberts to the Portland Trail Blazers for cash considerations in 2016. It ended up with the Atlanta Hawks. So the Thunder drafted Trey Mann from Florida.
Yeah.
Trey Mann with the 18th overall pick.
Trey can play. He ain't no big dude. He can play ball.
He can play. And I knew you'd know Trey Mann, which is why I wanted to get to this. But looking back now, Trey Mann or the past couple years of Goran Dragic. And look, I know that's an insane hypothetical because who knows what the Heat do and whatever, right? Everything turns out different. But it was – I think now we can go back and say – because you had all these detractors on the trade, and people didn't think Goran Dragic was worth the money that the Heat ended up paying him. And looking back now, large enough sample size, what, six seasons of Goran Dragic? Yeah. Worth it.
Six-year-ago Goran with CB if he stayed healthy. And that's honestly what blew all this whole plan up. D-Wade, CB, and Goran, 6 year-ago Goran, that would have been a competing team.
If you remember the following season, because that year you get Goran, and I'll never forget that night. Or that day at the trade deadline, Pat Riley did it again.
Yep.
The Heat are back. Truthfully, D Wade, Chris Bosh, Goran Dragic. Another, it's not LeBron, but another, and he was fresh off making third team All NBA. Like, this was a good NBA starting point guard, all star potentially. He ends up being an all star. And then less than 24 hours later, you wake up to the news, Chris Bosh out indefinitely with blood clots.
And never played again. Right. That season, like, what could have happened if CB stayed healthy? We can think about that. last year or 2 years ago, the Eastern Conference Final champions that lost to the Lakers in the finals, without Goran, we do not go to the finals.
Best player in the bubble, arguably. Best player until the finals.
Arguably, yeah. Like, he's the one. Coming off the bench, like, the dude was balling. So we do not win the East 2 years ago without Goran. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Trey Mann. Watched him. Really, only college basketball team I follow is Florida because, yeah, I went to Florida. But, no. And I don't care who the hell was taken in the second round.
Yeah.
To get a second round pickup and all, Sharif, whatever it was.
Sharif Cooper from Auburn with the 48th pick.
No. Goran, his 6 years here have been very successful.
Yeah. And if you remember the following season, so that year in 2015, the Heat don't make the playoffs. Chris Middleton ends their season with a dagger three in Milwaukee. The Heat don't make the playoffs. The following season, the Miami Heat go to the playoffs without Chris Bosh, but it's Dwayne Wade. It's Goran Dragic leading the team, and they were one game away from the Eastern Conference Championship. They lose in seven in Toronto. Bro, Chris Bosh is on that team. The Miami Heat are in the conference finals, and we get a Heat versus Cavs, LeBron versus D-Wade, Goran Bosh versus Kyrie, Kevin Love, and LeBron. Like, that would have been insane for Heat fans. Insane.
That whole transaction went wrong with these damn blood clots.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Chris
damn
Bosh,
blood
man.
Clots.
Poor Chris Bosh. Yeah, somebody else says with Joe Johnson, Luol Deng, we would have went to the finals. I agree. Like, I sincerely believe that Heat team, I'll fight that to the death, that Heat team, if Chris Bosh was healthy, would have beaten LeBron James in the conference finals, and we would have gotten that series that we so desperately wanted, which was the Heat's big three now, Wade, Bosh, and Gogi, versus LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love. And maybe that could have been 3-4 more seasons of that, where it was the Heat and the Cavs battling at the top.
ISO Joe's one of those weird guys that I love, and I don't know why. Lou Williams is another one.
Love Joe Johnson.
Who's the other guy? Jamal something.
Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford. I like that six-man guy. But for real, ISO Joe. I just love watching ISO Joe play basketball.
There was a debate on NBA Twitter the past couple weeks. Is there a difference between a basketball player and a hooper?
Yes, there is.
There is, right?
Jamal Crawford, Lou Williams.
It's so stupid, but
– hoopers.
Truthfully, there is. Those guys are hoopers.
Mm-hmm.
AI, hooper.
Yeah. Roll the ball out. Let's play ball.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to adjust and we're going to go into 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 zone. Nah, coach. Give me the ball, coach. Hoopers.
Yeah.
That's what I love those guys.
Joe Harris, basketball player.
Basketball player.
Good basketball player.
Yeah. There's some great basketball players out there. Then there's hoopers. Harden's a hooper.
Then there's hoopers.
Yeah.
3 o'clock hour coming up next. We have a very exciting surprise for you in the 3 o'clock hour. You want to stay tuned next on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.